Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and their multiple birth parents of children with disabilities. This is Snap Pea episode 16.
Woohoo! This podcast contains truth, laughter and the occasional F word. So, you know what? Don't listen with your kids around unless you like swearing, and then that's fine.
And or you're in Melbourne and you're stuck.
Yeah, that's right. Swearing doesn't count in Melbourne anymore, though. I think it's not one of those things that matters.
So. I don't know.
How are you going, Mandy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right too. So we are finally, when you hear this, on holidays.
Yay!
In Melbourne.
Principal Hose has officially given up.
Yeah, not retired, just given up.
Yeah.
The two are very different.
I gave up early, but
yeah.
Yep, I'm out.
Oh, what a long term.
Oh, my word.
So we were home for the whole term, for those of you that
remote learning
are not in Victoria or Melbourne.
Flat lemonade learning.
Flat lemonade learning. It's been weeks, 10 weeks.
Yeah.
So that, I just think, amazing achievement.
Amazing achievement, Peas, in Melbourne and Victoria.
Yeah. Like, for everybody, amazing.
Yeah.
We are amazing. I can't
believe
it. And
I just called it a week earlier. Yeah. Molly was done.
Yeah.
You know, Miss Nine was pretty much done.
Yep.
I just thought, we just can't do this anymore.
Yeah, we took the last 3 days off.
Yeah.
I just emailed the school and said.
And everyone's fine.
Mental
the teachers
health,
are like, it's
fine.
Yeah. No problem.
And we've done, everything's handed in-ish.
Yeah.
So, enough. Enough is handed in.
Yeah.
And it's just impossible to hold our concentration on that screen anymore.
Oh, nah, no more.
And we just, we're better and off
I've
playing
just,
with Nerf guns.
I've
That's
just sort of filled this week with speech.
Yeah.
Had an exercise physiologist, so I'm starting to get back into some of the telehealth that I put off because
yes.
I just said we can't cope with anything.
No.
So I feel like we're getting back on track with that.
Yeah.
So that's been great. That's a good feeling to know that you're actually getting your child back to some therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's been nice to
except not, exercise not physiologist was like, so what have you been doing? Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm like, Molly, so honest.
Trying to tell the truth.
I was wearing a jumper that says Puma on it, and I said, don't be fooled. Because we have the same exercise physiologist for both girls. So Darren will take Millie, and then it was me and Molly. I said, so you've just been with those two, and now you're with us.
It's the other end of the seesaw.
You can see her go, okay, we're just having a bit of a shift here between this whole family. It was so cute. Oh, dear.
I wanted to say before we get into any speak pipes that Mandy and I got the most beautiful, beautiful gift. We put it on our Instagram, on our stories, but we got these heat packs.
Oh, I'm just holding it.
And I don't know who sent them to us. I don't know. Like the Bliss Cartel is the company that they're from, And it just had a little card and said, "We see you, two peas," or "You are seen, two peas."
Oh.
And so we don't know who it was.
Oh, no, well,
and
thank you.
We love them. My own heat pack. Oh, got swear words on it. So
I do
it's
not
awesome.
Have a. Yeah, it's just so gorgeous.
And they're so cute, cute, cute.
Maybe
so.
Swearing will help.
Yeah.
I use bad words. I should order one for Mum.
You should.
No.
Anonymously
way.
Sent it.
No way.
Anyway, we love them. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And a massive achievement that I don't think Mandy and I have mentioned on here is that we've sent our book off.
Yes, the
it's
book
gone.
Has gone.
It needs a couple of your little stories and obviously a lot of edits, but.
Yeah. We're very proud.
And she said, our editor, "I will never accept an excuse from anyone again.
Ever again.
Because if you two can do this while remote schooling in a pandemic,
in a
no
lockdown.
One else has an excuse."
I know. And we were like, damn straight. Damn straight.
We are proud. I'm
proud,
believe.
But I feel like we also were like, fuck you.
Yeah,
we're going to
we'll
do this.
We'll do this. Yeah.
Yeah. I just had some fierce.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm going to do this.
Well, I just
I'm going to write in the chaos.
It's not going to get better.
No. And we're used to chaos.
Completely
so
used to chaos.
So when you read this, just remember.
Yeah.
I had dogs on my head.
Oh.
We had children.
We were not
flying
alone.
Flying around.
We were not alone.
I never wrote this outside my house.
Unbelievable.
Not one word.
Unbelievable.
Anyway.
Our live guy was like, I told him, and he's like, "Ah, yeah, whatever." I was like, "No." He's like, "Are you fucking serious?"
Yes.
He goes, "I just thought you were joking. We didn't think you were going to do it." And I was like, "Well, we did.
We did."
He's like, "I cannot believe this."
Isn't that quote, give something to a busy woman and she'll do
it?
Yeah,
yeah, that's
isn't
right.
Isn't that the quote? I mean, that's, I don't want to enhance that quote.
No.
Because leave women alone. But we did it.
Also, bitches get stuff done.
Oh, so well, that's even better.
That's better. Okay. Just remember
we'll just
that.
Take that. We don't know if it's any good, but she said it was good.
Oh, look, it's getting tweaked now. We've done our best because we're not authors.
No, we're not. And I certainly am not a writer.
It's honest. And that's what she said.
Yeah.
It's honest. No, yeah. You wrote some beautiful stuff, Mandy.
Oh.
You did. Oh. So, yep, we've done that. And we're hoping that next term, well.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Don't hope for anything.
No hope. I don't know why I started that sentence with hope.
Well, the plan is that they will start to slowly go back. Yeah.
I think year 11s and 12s are going back, aren't they? And
yeah,
prep
1 and 2s and special schools.
Special schools.
Yeah,
and
SDS.
Yeah, and all kids with additional needs can go back too from the 12th of October,
yes.
I think, which is a week. So there's still a week of remote learning.
Yes.
Then there'll be.
Yeah, the slow integration. I don't know. We go back to. Episodes where we talked about
yes,
this stuff,
so
we should not.
No. And it was funny because I was saying to Woody today, oh, you might go back to school next term. And he was like, well, but once you go to school, doesn't COVID come back and then you just have to come back home
again?
Yes,
that's
what
happened.
Like, well, that's what's happened
this
year. And I said, well, maybe. Guess, well, what?
What's the point?
Yeah. I was like, well.
There's a lot of points.
We don't know. We want you to go to school. We want everyone to be safe.
Yeah, that's right.
So
it's tricky.
Yeah. But he's thinking what we're all thinking.
But no, this is what I'm thinking, truly.
Mm. Yep.
We're going to get out of here. And you know what it's going to be? Getting ready for Christmas.
I know.
Right? And you know what? I want to scream.
Oh.
Because all the women in Melbourne will now have to start fucking buying presents, getting ready. I'm happy for lockdown to go to the 26th of December.
Let us out on Boxing Day, Dan.
Let us out on Boxing Day. No one has to cook. No one has to have inappropriate Christmas people in their house.
Yes.
Right?
I know.
Do you hear what I'm saying, people?
I do.
Because we are already stressed out, people.
I've already had other friends saying to me.
And then we're going to go straight into that.
If this year hasn't been hard enough for women.
Yeah, let's make it a little bit harder. Let's all come out
because
and then get ready for the happy season.
Like, we can't get our hair cut till after the 26th of October. All
I'm
right?
so grey.
Right? So remember when you hated it in lockdown, people in other states? We are going way longer
without
a hairdresser. Yeah. Way, way longer.
Yeah.
So that will be unbelievably busy trying to get in to all of those things.
Yeah.
Then we're going to – work will probably come back. That's when I can start working. Busiest term of the school year, although there'll be no social things.
No.
There'll be no concerts or anything.
There'll be
no graduations.
Carols
no carols.
So maybe it will be easier.
Maybe. But then we're going to have to try and go shopping. When everyone else who hasn't shopped for 3 months.
I've already started online.
Oh,
I just thought about it because. I just got some Lego for Molly and I've just put it away.
This is going to be incredibly
stressful. I know, and I just thought
stressful,
we need to just.
Well, this maybe this is a Red Rooster Christmas, you know? Maybe we just all get a red rooster chicken and we just
eat
that.
Oh, that makes me want to cry.
We just say we're not doing it this year. This year we've actually learnt. What have we missed the most?
People. Yeah. So don't worry about all that. The peas are calling for the Melbourne people who bear the brunt.
Yes.
Whether that's women or men.
Yes.
That we need to take a break.
Yep.
And we're not going to go the whole whiz bang Christmas.
No, we're going to. And there's much less money. Everybody's earning much less money.
That's right. Well, actually does, because I do spoil mine with silly stuff.
Yeah.
So actually, they don't need anything.
No, it's really. And for those of us in Melbourne who are on JobKeeper, like I cannot go back to work till the 26th of October. JobKeeper goes back by $200 a fortnight at the end of September.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what the various governments are thinking about that. Families, I have a second income in this house. Families are living off this. We aren't allowed to work. It's not a choice.
Why? How is Melbourne Families JobKeeper not being extended?
Why isn't it being extended?
What the hell?
Nope, ScoMo said no. And I don't care. I don't care who you vote for, Liberal, Labor, Greens, Sex Party. I don't care. This is wrong. This is families and little businesses. And I know Daniel Andrews is, you know, giving out grants of $10,000 and $15,000 and $20,000 to businesses, which will help pay rent and all of that. But the employees from my little business and me, we're not seeing any of that money. So we're already on the minimum wage.
Yep.
And now it's being dropped back again. Now, I don't understand why for another month it can't be extended.
Me either. Ugh. And then I'm aware that other countries might not have those infrastructures.
We're very lucky.
Yes. So we need to acknowledge that.
I don't understand.
No, I don't either. It's so obvious. I feel like it's ScoMo saying, I don't care.
Yeah, well, it really feels like that. Yeah. So if you're not saying that, ScoMo, get in touch.
Drop us a speak pipe. I'm sure you're listening.
Every Monday morning,
ScoMo is like, ooh, Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Is there a snap
pee? I can't take any calls. I've just got to listen
I've got
to
a little. I've got a snap pee. I really don't think so.
No.
Anyway, so I'm calling for a revolution.
Yes, Christmas revolution.
Christmas revolution for especially
a P-lution.
That we are not going to go to the extreme lengths of other years.
Yep. And you're going to upload all your photos of your beautiful simple picnic.
Yes,
or,
let's do it.
Takeaway
Nothing
Christmas
matters.
No.
And actually, it matters that our P children have a special day.
I was just I would like to see my closest family and Bryony comes for Christmas. That's all I want.
Yep.
She doesn't care if I cook.
No.
So, you know, we just want to be together.
So we need to lead by that example and I won't do Amazing Craft.
This one year I won't be cross-stitching my Christmas cards.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. I'll make one batch of Rocky Road. That's it.
Yeah. I'll make gingerbreads.
I know. You always
do. I did that. Even the year the twins were born.
Okay, well, that's saying something.
That's it, though.
And they are yum.
Yep, that's it. All right, so speak pipe, baby.
Hi, babies. Like everyone, I'm in Melbourne. I'm hiding in my car for my children.
Yes.
So hopefully you can't hear random road noise. I just wanted to call in and let some fellow peas and maybe some peaches know about the revelation that I've finally had about my daughter's learning. Low-key revolution, but anyway, she's a neurodiverse grade one, and we're in Melbourne, and so because she's got a medical condition as well, she didn't go back, so we've now just done almost two terms of remote learning, and my revelation is that I really wish teachers would write, you know, colour it in or draw a picture or whatever as optional, because it's one thing for me to tell her, look, you don't have to finish colouring. You don't have to draw that many pictures.
Yep.
Because, like, her teacher doesn't mind if she sends it in without the pictures or whatever. That's fine. But what I've realised is that she doesn't know that she's done the learning part and that I'm just cutting out the bit of the faff. And, like, I know it develops fine motor skills and whatever, but let's be honest, a lot of the time it seems to just be like an extra, just colour it in. They don't mind if we send it in not coloured.
Mm.
But my daughter doesn't know that she's done the learning part. She can't, she's in grade one. She can't separate the fact that actually the part of the task that was for you to learn is this bit.
Yep.
And then there was some optional added extras.
Mm.
But they didn't write them as optional. They wrote,
yep.
You know,
coloring.
Do this, and draw a picture for each one.
Yes.
Do this and colour it in nicely.
Yep.
And then we had a, you know, an online thing, and our teacher said, oh, I'm looking forward to seeing all your nicely coloured.
Oh, boy.
So my daughter doesn't get the feeling of, yes, I did it.
Yes.
I finished that task. It is so hard for her to do all her schooling. And, you know, we go through so much. I've got to break up tasks and we're doing breaks.
Yeah,
and,
I feel you.
And in class, she would never get anything finished.
Yeah.
And so she's missing out on that feeling of, like,
yes.
I did it. I did everything my teacher asked
yes.
me.
Yes.
Because she did. She did all of the parts that are about learning.
Yeah.
She just didn't finish colouring it in because she doesn't really like colouring in other
yes.
people's pieces.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some of this time they're sending the message to her to, like, try less hard so you get to do less work. There was one where, you know, she had to write a recipe because they're working procedural text.
Mm.
And then one of the things was, like, draw a picture for every step.
Oh, boy.
And something I said to her was, like, don't come up with too many steps.
Oh, jelly.
Yeah, jelly.
She loves art. It is her favourite thing. But she doesn't like just drawing, you know, picture after picture after picture. I've just kind of...
Mm. Oh, it's exhausting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, what she's doing is she's like, oh, okay, my recipe could be like this, this, this. Oh, God, that's going to be a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
So maybe if I cut out some of those steps and I make my recipe less interesting
yes.
and like a less good procedural text, I won't have to do as much work.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if her teacher had just written, you know, draw one picture,
she
would have loved it.
Yep.
Or draw pictures for some of your steps,
yes.
not all of them. And so I really just, I wish they would write that it's optional.
Yeah.
Because I know it's optional and I can tell her, but she can read the sheet.
Yeah.
She can see that she was meant to draw pictures and she was meant to colour it all in and she didn't.
Mm.
Yeah.
And so she doesn't get that feeling of, I did it.
Yeah.
I finished. I kicked ass
today. Yep.
And that just makes my heart.
I really related to this.
Yeah.
And I just think because, and I understand COVID, remote learning, that is giving out the same task to the whole class.
Yes.
So you're already working really hard as a parent to make sure that they do learn how to do the spelling.
Yes.
So if they don't colour in the cupcake,
it
does
doesn't
it really matter.
Matter. No.
And so the teacher does need to say, oh, the first goal is that we do the spelling words at least 5, 10 it'd be ace.
Mm.
And then if you're bored, colour this in because there are kids who love colouring
That's
in
right.
and will want to do it. But there are kids that are taking that whole hour
yes.
just to try and do that work.
Yes.
And once again, they just feel defeated.
Yes.
So not hating on you teachers. We love you and we know you've had
a really
shit year
I know when
too.
Molly had procedural text, we just chose very basic things.
Oh,
it was way too much for her. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Okay.
It wasn't quite jelly, but... Open the package, boil the water, stir. But what if the child wanted to choose a fantastic recipe
that they love making?
That they love making. What, you're going to draw a picture of the pan and then the chopping board and we chop the onions and
then
you know.
Half a cup and 3/4 of a cup and a teaspoon.
My goodness.
Oh, I can't even handle
no.
the thought of it.
Oh, well, Principal Hayes can't handle anything actually anymore. Oh, I can't. Oh.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hi.
Just finished listening about Cresty's impaction. Hello. I love a pimple pop as good as the next person, so I can imagine how good a poo pop would have been.
It was satisfying.
Also, Mandy, don't feel bad about the Aldi Father's Day gift because my husband too got some undies from the middle aisle of Aldi.
Yes, that's what he
and
got.
And we are not from Melbourne. We're in Brisbane where we can go to other shops. So I think your husband did very well to get goodies from the middle aisle of
Aldi. And bullets.
I just wanted to say I loved the positive podcast, the anti-rectum comments.
Yep.
And I thought maybe we could extend on that and how about we could listen to lots of the funny things from the P-Tribe.
We're on it,
it's coming.
All we're on
the
it.
Funny things their children have said or done.
Yep.
I know I keep a little book where I write things down and I think this could be a really good positive episode that could
Definitely.
Bring lots of people joy at this time.
Yep. Yes.
Thank you so much for always being great and giving us a smile. Thanks. Aww,
thank you.
Thank you. Well, feel free to email us some of those funny comments.
Yeah, we have put a thread in the Hangout.
We have put a thread in there.
Yeah.
You can find it because we will record it in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
And we can't wait to just have a laugh
episode. The whole time.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm glad you liked Christy's poo story. A lot of people liked it.
I know someone who didn't.
oh, Mum. Yeah, she wasn't happy with
I
that.
I loved it.
No, I know.
I think, yeah. People like were like, oh, we went and Googled it so we could watch it.
I know. that's what I had to do.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hi, Kate and Mandy.
Hello.
This is Natalie from Sydney.
Oh, hi.
I started listening to your podcast because of Annabelle's recommendation. So yeah. I started off as a chatterpee.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
And then somewhere along the way, I realized that I kind of am a pee because my two beautiful boys are unique in their own special ways. And I love them all the more because of their uniqueness.
Yes.
And the special moments that they bring to our lives. And then I stayed listening to your podcast because of you guys. You're so funny and warm and engaging.
Aww.
And I'd cry and laugh with you. And I felt like I was sitting down in, you know, just in my dining room having coffee with some friends.
Aww.
And sharing moments of joy and sadness together. But then I joined the Hangout, and look, I'm staying with the podcast and with the Hangout because of this community that you've created. I mean, you guys are great, but this community is exceptional.
Oh, yeah, it's better than us.
I can't even begin to describe how amazing it is to have found a place where I belong as a parent.
You do. Yep.
People that understand and respect everything that we do every day with no judgment.
Nope.
And just kindness and compassion and support.
Yep.
Every time I've asked one of my dumb questions and people have just been there or I've been on and had a cry or a laugh or whatever it might be happening that day that has been tricky to navigate or has been something happy that I wanted to share, there's always been peas in the Hangout who have been there alongside me walking this path with me. And I've not had that before, certainly not
Really special.
The last 11 years.
Oh, wow.
So, I could not be more grateful for this community of peas and pea professionals and all of the other pea supporters that make up the Hangout. So thank you so much for your podcast, which is excellent, but even more thank you for the community that you have created around that podcast. The pea support network is just the best.
Oh.
So thanks. Bye.
Oh, I've got goosebumps.
I know. How was that?
Wow.
I know.
Thank you.
Everything we could have ever wanted.
It is. And we're going to try our best to keep that.
The Hangout is the best.
Beautiful place.
Beautiful. And it will, thank you for loving it. And I'm so glad
and
it's
for joining
there
in.
For all
Thank
of us.
You to everyone who's joining in there.
Yeah. And you're all beautiful.
Yep. And if that's an extension of the podcast, I couldn't be more proud.
No. No. And that's what I said. It's better than us. It's not us.
Yes.
It's just everybody.
Everyone together. That's awesome what we people. Wanted. Yep.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. Pseudo P here in Melbourne. Just want to say I listened to Snap P15 last night And I feel really seen. Yesterday marked 6 months since we went into the first lockdown.
Yes.
Because we chose to go into isolation earlier than everyone else.
We did too.
It was also day 75 of lockdown two because we won the postcode lottery and we were one of the 10 suburbs that was locked down earlier than everyone else.
Yes.
So I really wanted to say thank you to all the peas who've been sending us lovely messages. And also thank you, Kate and Mandy, for doing these episodes. They really get me through. And I can appreciate that they must take a lot of mental capacity to make these podcasts. And mental capacity is a pretty scarce resource at the moment in Melbourne. So, again, really thank you for these episodes. Really gets me through. Bye.
Well, we made it for you.
We did. And also it gets us through.
Yeah, it gets us through. So, it gives me a break.
Yeah, and we talk and we remember that we actually have a life outside of lockdown.
Yeah.
And, we love it too. We really do love these. So saying, there probably won't be one next week because it's school holidays.
Yeah.
And so we will, because we just haven't spent any time with our families.
I really just want to spend meaningful time with my children.
So, yes, but keep sending in the speak pipes because we will be back.
We will be back.
But we're going to have a week or two off with the speak pipes.
Hi, ladies. I just called to say thanks for your recent and not so recent Snap P episodes. I've called to say thank you many times before for your life-changing, amazing podcast, but this is just something a little bit different.
Yeah.
I live in Perth, Western Australia, and I'm pretty sure that all West Australians are rectums to Victorians right now.
You
said definitely
it.
Don't have any real sense of what's going on day to day over there, and we don't, it's not really explained on the news or anything like that, I don't think. I have a sister in Melbourne and she moved over just in February. She lives by herself.
Wow.
She got a great job opportunity. But yeah, everything went into lockdown so soon after she moved over, and all my family are over here. She does have some friends in Melbourne, but she hadn't had much time to reconnect with them before everything went into lockdown. And, of course, we constantly bombard her with, you know, our worried phone calls. And I think she gets a bit sick of us and she just says, it's fine, it's fine. It's just the same, nothing's changed.
It's true.
We're used to it now. Don't worry about it.
It is normal.
But it's very hard to get an idea of what it feels like. I think it must be really hard. The only real insight I get into what's going on over there is listening to your snappies. And it's really been really helpful because even though it's clearly not a cheerful topic, it does allay some of my anxieties about thinking what it must be like and just give me a bit of a better idea. And also, helps me be not quite such a West Australian rectum. How well we're doing and how lucky we are over here. Have a little bit of perspective. That there's a whole lot of luck in there. Anyway, just wanted to say thanks for that because, as usual, you're telling your truth and it makes a real difference to have it out there. And you just have a knack at articulating all the bullshit that's going on and all the beauty that can be found too. So, thank you for that. Keep doing your excellent work. Love you guys. Bye.
Thank
you.
Love you
too. Thank you.
You might next, what was I going to say? I was going to say next term. We've got a couple of Western Australia.
Yeah, we do.
I'm looking forward to that.
Well, and let me tell you, the biggest excitement ever is we can stay out till 9 o'clock now. So,
yep. So, aren't you jealous?
Take that, the whole rest of Australia. We are allowed out till nine. Nothing's open.
No.
But we can.
We can stay out till nine.
I was going to go and like just stand out the front of the gate and take a photo. 8:01. And I was like, oh, no one cares, Kate.
I know. And actually, I'm happy to be inside.
I wanted to say to the rest of Australia, the thing for me that has been the least hard
of a problem
is
the curfew. That's been nothing.
So I know a few of my friends from interstate are like, oh my goodness, you're locked in your house. And you're like, no.
It's been winter. I mean, if you have any concept of Melbourne in winter.
We can't see our friends. So what are you doing outside your house unless
after
you're working?
8 o'clock. Nothing.
Nothing. Maybe shopping.
That's been nothing. That's nothing. I didn't even notice the moving to nine.
No, it didn't. Like
the
I
playground's
haven't.
Opening. That was playground's something
huge. Having 2 hours.
2 hours exercise, we can exercise.
Huge. Yep. Having a friend outside the house.
Yep.
You can just meet bubble, up and sit with
the bubble.
The single bubble.
Yep. So for your sister now, hopefully she can choose a friend that she can go to their house.
It's very stressful. We may, if we get there, which we don't say we will, we can have a family bubble.
Yes.
And so scholarship was like, she's like, we need Osha and we need a Zoom bachelor and we have to choose who to give our roses to.
That is true.
She's like, what if we choose them and they don't want us, Mum?
Well,
I was like, I'm nervous.
Well, I felt like that with my sister. She's in our bubble. And then my friends asked me to be, and I was like, I can't because she's
family
going
to be in your bubble.
Yes.
I know.
So that's very tricky. And that's not even Mum and Dad, but she lives on her own. So that's top priority.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. So, but it's, you know, you're like, well.
Yeah, you don't want to be rejected.
No. Like, sorry, we've already chosen. We'd be like, okay. It's just me at the school dance by myself.
Today, I forgot to tell, at 5 o'clock, Miss Nine has a virtual school disco.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Really?
And what does it say? Like, dance like no one's watching? Because no one will be.
It's like, oh, my God, you should have told me because we've got all those, like, mirror balls and stuff. Oh, you should have given her one. Are. Yes.
I don't think she wants to do it, but you can bet your bottom dollar I'm joining in.
Oh, yeah, I'll
go. I'm putting that on. So dance like no one really is what, because I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm going to join in with her.
Yeah.
So how funny is that?
Oh, so funny. So, yeah, that's life is just exactly the same except it's school holidays from today.
So I think when you're talking about worrying about your family members here, what she's saying is true. We are resigned. So that went, speaking for ourselves, I don't feel like I'm in dire straits.
No.
I felt like I was in dire straits earlier this year when it was all happening.
Yep.
And now we're just, you know.
We are flat. No one's going to pretend that we're not.
No. Flat. And we can't talk about anything else, as you've noticed.
Yes, sorry.
And I'm nervous about coming out.
I'm just nervous that it's going to come back and we're going to have to go back I don't want to go out and in and
that's
out.
That's why. 26th of December, I reckon.
Yeah, that's right. Perfect.
I'm calling it.
I know.
Just pretend this is a press conference. Principal Hose has decided Christmas.
I'm just like, please don't let this playground mayhem that's going to take place over the next two or three weeks put those case numbers up and we can't get back to school.
I know. I did think that was sort of a certain little bit of
I think it should be open for preschoolers, right? I really think
I do.
It was, 2-year-olds on a walk with their mum should be able to go on the
they
playground.
Should.
I don't understand why that's ever been.
No.
But now even 10 and 15-year-olds are going to want to go because
I saw
we've
them.
Done nothing.
Yep.
I'm not saying whether I agree or disagree with any policies. You're never getting that out of me. But I just now we are so highly anxious about this coming back in Melbourne that I'm
that's
like,
how it feels.
People are just going to all organise to accidentally meet up at the park at the same time, and then there's going to be six families together, and then imagine the tracing that's going to take. Anyway, I'm catastrophizing. Stop it, my psychologist would say.
Yes, but we have been through this before, so history tells us.
Yeah, and we got out, and we got to go away or stay overnight somewhere, and the kids went back to school, and then wham, bam. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
Wow, man. Thank you, Dan. But you know, other middle-aged women say that to him, apart from his wife.
Oh, dear.
I also have something to say that I am pushing to enter into the podcast awards.
She sure is.
Right?
Don't
okay,
you
so
worry about that.
This is all on me. So Acast had a thing that we could join with a guy from England who was explaining how to apply for the podcast awards. So we watched it and I was so excited to have something professional to attend.
Yep.
As I was sitting on my bed. Anyway, you're going to love this piece. There was just something, there was one category that I thought we'd have a good chance of,
you know.
I'm not saying we're going to win, but I thought we'd have a good chance of it.
One that we can enter.
One we could enter. And it was for smaller podcasts.
Yes.
And they clarified that it was for podcasts that have 5,000 listens a week.
Or less.
Or less.
Yeah.
And we get about 10.
Yeah. Damn you.
And we're so proud of it. But my heart just sank.
Yeah.
So anyway, afterwards, I ring Kate straight away, I FaceTime her, and I was like, it's not fair. And she just eyeballs me down FaceTime and she goes, Mandy, this is why awards are not fair. And this is why we hate awards.
That's so true, because now we have to go up against Mamma Mia Out Loud and Chat 10 on the Street, who are awesome, like, and deserve to win their awards.
There needs to be a middle level, people. Like, we might not win this. Well, we're not going to win either of them.
No.
But that's not that I care about winning, but I do.
We can't enter the small one. Mandy really cares. I was like, this is just fucking typical. Awards are bullshit.
She just eyeballed me and was just like, this is why we hate awards. They're not fair.
Like, not a level playing field.
It made me laugh for ages.
Yeah,
because I was like, okay, what am I doing this for?
And also they said, look, a really good tip, once you've put together, it's going to take forever to make this.
I know.
Once you've put together all these clips, play it to your mum.
No! And I'm like, I just texted Kate. I was like, no. He's like, it's a really good gauge. And I was like, no, not for us.
Not for us. We'll find someone who doesn't listen, but it's not a good gauge for us.
Look, I have to clarify, Mum loves the good works we are doing.
Oh, she does. She does.
She does.
She always gives me a hug back pre-COVID.
She just doesn't like swearing.
She just doesn't like swearing
or
poo.
Not one bit.
Poo talk. Swearing. No. Just the whole everything. No. But apart from that, she loves it.
Yeah. So anyway, we thought you might like that one because we do. I was
and the other
outrage.
Thing that we want to say is
yes,
and we wanted to have champagne and balloons, but we can't celebrate anything, is that we've ticked over the million downloads.
1 million downloads, please.
A million times someone has pressed play on a two-piece podcast.
That is really something.
I know some people get that a month, but we don't.
Oh.
And you are all loyal.
Yes.
And you are true. Our listeners stay with us.
They do.
And we love you.
Thank you.
Yep.
A million downloads. We wanted 30.
We wanted 30. Remember when we got 4,000 and we were like, holy shit.
Wow.
And now we've had a million, so there's no champagne because we're not allowed to be together. And Dan says he can't get on the beers yet.
No.
So wham, bam, no thank you, Dan.
Anyway, so a million downloads.
A million downloads. Woo!
That's it.
Go us. We'll celebrate in 2023.
No one else probably cares.
No, well, it's a big achievement.
But it's a big achievement to
and
us.
In the podcast world, it's a really
it
big
is.
Achievement.
It is. So if there was an award for that.
Yeah, that's right. If you automatically got
like, they need a whole lot of other new categories.
They do. They do.
Well, they do. But anyway.
They'll get them once we're
old
and not doing it anymore.
Well, I think because now 100,000 people have started podcasts during COVID, they're going to have to, aren't they?
I know, but they're all famous people. Anyway, that's okay. We love our people.
Yeah, we sure do.
We really, really do. Before we go, we wanted to say, I just wanted to say that I've started reading Holly Wainwright's book.
Yes, me
and
too.
And I'm really, really enjoying it. I think because I've ditched the homeschooling, I'm actually able to think about something else.
Yes.
And it's nice to just think about a life that's so far from my own, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's a beauty. I love her podcast. I love her.
It's
called
pee.
I Gave My Marriage a Year. Yeah, she's a pee mum. And, you could support her if you wanted. I'm sure she would love it if you bought the book, and it's got a really cute cover.
Yes, it does. It's gorgeous.
Someone sent me a photo of themselves reading it in a rainbow jumper yesterday.
Oh, cute.
So anyway, it's nice to have some fiction to read.
It
you
is.
Know, it's I think a lot of people have been able to do that during lockdown. I haven't so much because my mental capacity is
– yeah.
I can't even – I don't know. How long is a TikTok clip? 60 seconds? I'm like, too long.
But you were writing the book.
I was writing the book.
Don't forget that.
I think that took all of our time.
Yes, any spare bit of time.
Any bit of creative juice.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
That's absolutely what happened.
Yeah.
There's also more hoodies in the store.
Yes,
the
and the masks. Please go and buy the masks because we have to buy them thinking you're going to buy them. So we don't want them just sitting there for 5 years because COVID goes away.
No pressure. But,
so, go. It's on our website.
The hoodies are there for any of our overpees.
Yes, and people in Australia that wanted the mediums.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
Okay.
And so, people, we still get cold here.
Yeah, and some people were saying, oh, there's no medium tracksuit pants. The tracksuit pants are quite big. I roll mine up.
Yeah.
And so you could probably go down a size.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say. And next winter we'll bring something else
out. And we're thinking about something for Christmas.
Yeah.
Not that we want Christmas to go ahead, but
No.
No.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
So, and also, Mandy and I are thinking of doing like a Zoom live show. So give us your feedback if you think that's good or not.
Because like, remember we did one when our live shows were cancelled and we did one on Facebook.
Yes.
But we're wondering about maybe just a small fee.
Yeah, small fee.
Yeah.
$2,000.
Far out. I don't know what I'd do for that.
Oh, well, I'll show you my boob. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. You don't want to see it. Anyway, we're thinking of doing, I've got a couple of ideas that could make it fun.
We don't know when, so don't go, right, okay, next week.
Yeah, no. You know us. It's school holidays anyway, so we might or may not have time to think about anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, may the force be with you, Melbourne.
Yes.
We love you. We love our beautiful city. We will be back.
Yes.
And enjoy the school holidays.
Thank you, P.
Thank you.
See you, bye.
Rate and review. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.